Throughout the ages, many people have worshipped Jesus, while others have wondered if Jesus is worthy of the praise He receives. The shepherds and wise men were among the first to worship Him. John the Baptist had no doubts that Jesus was worthy of his devotion. But one day, as Messiah approached, John wondered aloud if he was worthy to unleash the sandals of one so great. Left to our own thoughts, we would react the same way. Yet Jesus invites us in because our worthiness is not what draws us to Him. His essence brings us closer, just like the shepherds who ran to the manger. His Spirit stirs our souls, just like the wise men who traveled so far. And His name resounds through the halls of heaven each time we sing.
His name is God.
There's no one like Jesus. No one came like He came. David in Psalm 86 declared that no one is like our God. The Apostle John described Him as the only begotten Son. Jesus Himself said that He was the way, the truth, and the life. There's no one like Jesus, and there's nowhere we can go that He is not already there. He is our hope, our life, and our future. Romans 11:36 says, "For from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. We worship Jesus because we find our life in Christ alone." Christ alone came as a baby born to a virgin girl. Christ alone was announced by angels, embraced by shepherds, and worshipped by wise men. And Christ alone lived a perfect life and became the perfect sacrifice for our sin. On the night He was betrayed, Jesus gathered one last time with His disciples. in an amazing act of humility, he began to wash their feet, even the feet of Judas, his betrayer. Peter was alarmed that Jesus, one born in the lowest of places, would now stoop so low to serve his followers. "Lord, I'm not worthy," Peter said. But Jesus pressed on, washing the feet of his friend. When we approach the Lord's table, we too feel unworthy. But instead of pondering our worthiness to receive his communion, let us focus on his worthiness to offer it. Revelation 5, the epic scene of the culmination of human history is described in vivid detail as a question rings out across all of heaven. Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals? A silence falls across creation because there was no one worthy among them. John, expressing his own sorrow, says, "And I cried and cried because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or even to look in it." But there was one who was and is worthy. He was worthy as Creator. He was worthy when he was born. He was worthy as he walked the earth. He was worthy as he sacrificed himself on a cross. And he was worthy when he conquered death and came out of the grave. And Jesus will be worthy on that day to take the scroll. And He is worthy on this day to be worshipped and adored. Thank you for coming. After the benediction, we are dismissed. And now to God the Father who planned our redemption, to God the Son who purchased our redemption, to God the Holy Spirit, who applies redemption to our hearts, to our great triune God, three in one. Be honor and glory and majesty and praise and dominion and worship throughout all the ages, and to you, all who love Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. May His peace be and abide with you. Amen.